My interest in aviation was sparked by my father, who was also an air traffic controller at DCA Airport. So I used to see him in the tower. I used to go up to the tower all the time. I know his coworkers. And so from an early age, I was just able to just see a lot of airplanes, and I was just fascinated about just, you know, the technologies, the radar systems and everything. And that's what really drove me towards air traffic control.
That is Dylan Halsey, a Hampton University alum who's pursuing a career as an air traffic controller.
In this episode, we're talking about historically Black colleges and universities, or HBCUs.
We'll also be learning about Hampton University's aviation program. We're your hosts. I'm Lucy Jabor.
And I'm Kelsey Cremio, and I support the FAA's HBCU Initiative Group, and I'm a proud Hampton University alumni. And this is The Air Up There.
You are listening to The Air Up There.
The Air Up There.
The Air Up There.
You're listening to The Air Up There.
This is your captain speaking.
The feeling I get when I'm flying is just...
You get an adrenaline rush.
Seeing something fly is awesome.
It's incredible to be able to fly.
Flying airplanes is all I've ever wanted to do.
I get so excited about...
Aviation, aeronautics, space,
engineering, and tech.
Like stargazing and just wondering what it would be like to be up there.
I just fell in love with it.
Stick with your passion and pursue it.
Just know you can do it.
There is not a room, there is not a cockpit, there is not a place that you don't belong.
There's certainly a place for everybody in aerospace.
Historically, HBCUs provided educational opportunities for many African Americans who were once legally denied education. Today, HBCUs continue to promote scholarship and educate students of all races, ethnicities, and cultures from around the world.
At the annual National HBCU Week Conference Career and Recruitment Fair in Washington, D.C., we talked to students from a variety of HBCUs.
So I just graduated from Howard University.
So I go to Bowie State.
Jackson State University, located in Jackson, Mississippi.
Benedict College in South Carolina.
I am currently going to school at Howard University in D.C.
I graduated from Tennessee State University.
I am a PharmD candidate attending University of Maryland, Eastern Shore.
I attend Alabama A&M University.
So I recently just graduated from Bowie State University.
I attend Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri.
And we asked them what they liked about attending a historically Black college or university.
I think my favorite thing is just...
For the first time in my life, I feel like I belong somewhere. I grew up in a predominantly white space where I always felt like the odd man out.
Different amount of people that you see. There's a lot of diversity on the campus. So there's a lot of people you can relate with, people you can connect with.
And then also being around people who look like me, but were also more successful.
I love that there are a lot of opportunities for HBCU students, especially coming to an event like this at HBCU Week.
Being able to learn and have an experience from professors who are like myself.
Being able to focus on school because I wasn't focused on the social aspects of being the only of something at school.
It's a community of people that look like me and that are there to support me and want what's best for me.
Just the culture and the diversity.
The people, the energy.
It's the community, really. Everybody's just very supportive.
And having a support system and everybody being there for each other.
The sense of Black community and the understanding that we have of each other.
The FAA establishes relationships with HBCUs that are training aviation safety professionals, like Hampton University, which has a program for future air traffic controllers, where students learn procedures in simulated tower and radar environments. Let's meet a recent scholar of the program, Dylan Halsey. Why did you decide to attend Hampton University's aviation program to receive your degree?
When in high school, once I realized I wanted to do air traffic control, I really started off wanting to do like a 2-year program and then try to just, you know, apply for the bids and go that route. But I was encouraged by my family members to at least, you know, go to a HBCU, like have that experience there with your, you know, peers that look like you, you know, go through the similar things that you went, that you're going to have to go through in life and have the HBCU experience.
Definitely. That was my next question. Why was attending an HBCU so important to you? I went to Hampton. What I enjoyed the most was just being around like-minded individuals who looked like myself, who had similar goals and interests. Hampton's a smaller campus, smaller class sizes, so I was able to connect more with my professors and students. And that just really made for a well-rounded HBCU experience.
So just to touch a little bit on what you said, the smaller classrooms, especially for air traffic control, are extremely small. So I had a lot of one-on-one time with my professor. I was able just, you know, to really figure out what career path I wanted to take, how I wanted to do it. Hampton is really big on networking. So when they had the job fair, like, you know, twice a year, I was able to go to see different airlines. You know, I learned about what a dispatcher was, and they really helped out with, like, networking. Networking was a very big thing. Like, I just took value in those relationships and you know, opportunities.
How do you feel Hampton prepared you to pursue your career in aviation?
Basically, my teacher being an air traffic controller, he was my professor, he was an air traffic controller in the military. you know, he was able to walk things through and, you know, give his point of view. That helped, you know, a lot with my experience, I would say.
So I heard a rumor that you took the test to be an air traffic controller with the FAA. Is that true, yeah. Dylan?
Just past Friday, I took my ASA exam, which is the air traffic control skills assessment, and I'm looking forward to, you know, how everything shakes out.
What is some advice that you have for somebody who might be planning to take the same exam?
I would say this first. Take your time. Don't rush yourself. You just want to, you know, give your headset in and very calm. You just want to be extremely calm. It's really mental. It's a mental game when you know, taking that test.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is the most exciting part of the journey to becoming an air traffic controller?
Being new into the journey, you know, in the halfway point of the journey, I would say the most exciting thing is just every day learning something new. Once you discover that, you know, there are, you know, numerous opportunities in which you can go on your career path, that is exciting. You'll find out that you can move all over the U.S. You can even, you know, do air traffic controller overseas, you know.
So, Dylan, what advice would you give to those pursuing a career in aviation?
A lot of people don't pass the test the first time. The second time is really just you're going to have stumbles, but just stay on that, you know, your course.
Well, best of luck on the test.
Yes, good luck.
Appreciate it. Fingers crossed.
So we're going to switch gears a little bit. Also joining us today is Tim Johnson, or I guess from what you said earlier, Tango Zulu. Can you kind of tell, you know, us a little bit about your role at Hampton and probably explain where that Tango Zulu thing is coming into people who might not be familiar with that speak?
Oh, absolutely. Again, my name is Timothy Johnson, assistant professor here for air traffic control at Hampton. So I did 20 years of air traffic in the military, retired, and now joining the Hampton University program. And when it comes to the letters TZ, Tango Zulu, all controllers, you know, have initials, two-letter initials that they use when they transmit on frequency because everything gets recorded. So when you're talking to other facilities and stuff, you always end your transmission with your operating initials. You know, outside of work, people just usually call their other controllers by their initials.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. So, you know, I rarely heard Tim. It was always, hey, TZ, what's going on? You know, TZ. So that's the reason for the operating initials.
So working, you know, many years in aviation and now teaching at Hampton, why do you feel that diversity and inclusion is so important for aviation?
Just because a lot of people don't think they're able to get a job in aviation, you know, just showing that they can. I remember one of my students, when I first came here, they wanted to go to another university for aviation. And they had an instructor that said, well, air traffic really isn't for Black women. To hear something like that when, no, it's actually something for everyone, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's great that you'll also take other classes to understand the African-American culture while also still becoming an aviation professional.
How does Hampton work with airlines and other industry partners to help students find pathways to a career in aerospace or aviation?
We're going to be adding dispatching as part of the curriculum. So while you're waiting for FAA taking that test, you see it takes months to actually get hired and stuff. While you're waiting for the FAA, you can get your dispatch license. And with that, you can become a ramp controller or something at an airport. You can have that job and that license while you're waiting to get hired on the FAA. So we're setting up programs like that, getting our students licensed and going right to airlines to work for them, you know, to start making some money, you know, while you're waiting to get hired on as FAA. So not only just waiting to become an air traffic controller, getting other licenses and working with companies to get hired on to have a job waiting for you right when you graduate, because the FAA is a process. And it's for a reason, but it still takes a while to get hired on as a controller with the FAA.
What advice would you have for, you know, other people who are maybe taking a peek at air traffic control as a possibility for a career?
Be honest with yourself. So when it comes to those tests, be honest with yourself when answering the questions, you know. Be honest with yourself when they evaluate you, you know. Don't try to give answers that you think they want to hear. When you're dealing with lives, you know, getting people up and down safely, it's very stressful. And part of the test is trying to see if you're capable of handling those stressors. So my advice is just be honest with yourself.
What would you say, I mean, makes the journey exciting, makes the career exciting?
You know, after years of doing it, you just show up to work one day and you realize you're part of the aviation system. You're part of moving aircraft, big old machines, metal things that fly. You know, you're part of that. Aviation is magic. You know, you got big old, things in the air that shouldn't be flying. Every once in a while, you remember that you're part of that system. It's rewarding and it's exciting as well.
Imagine a day filled with possibilities where diversity soars and innovation takes flight. The FAA and historically Black colleges and universities have joined forces for FAA HBCU Aviation Day to highlight groundbreaking aerospace education programs. Learn how, together we're nurturing the dreamers and innovators who will shape the future of aerospace. For more information on FAA HBCU Aviation Day, visit faa.gov and search HBCU.
Thank you for listening. For more information about today's guests, check out faa.gov/podcasts. Speaking of our guests, we did get an update. Dylan did pass his air traffic skills assessment, so congratulations. Subscribe, like, follow wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. Coming up next week.
Can you explain to us a little bit more what drone racing is?
Yeah, so at its basis, it's racing. It is a really, really fun event to meet the pilots. It's really like family friendly. I had a story of a kid who was behind one of our staff members unknowingly. He was like, "This is the best day of my life."